Stefan, thanks for joining me here at the, after the first day of practice of the 2018 Blancpain GT. I guess switching to the Lexus this year, first of all, how is that? How have you found the car this so far?
I have to say we are getting there with the understanding of the car in a long distance race, because we've been focusing so far on the reliability of the car, like long tests. Then we've been testing in two circuits where we're going to be doing the Endurance Cup, which is Barcelona and Monza. But obviously we are lacking of experience and understanding of the sprint race. We are approaching really on the humility side, the sprint. I mean, it's a championship I know very well, which I won as well with Audi in 2013 with at the time with Lorenz Vantor, and I know how complex and how complicated it is to fight with these guys in sprints. And we keep in mind that they all have many, many years of practicing this sprint championship, and we are completely new with the Lexus in this championship. So therefore, we are not so disappointed with the free practice too. We've been ending up 13 and 17, which is okay. At least 1 second off, but not like so bad. So we have plenty to learn, and it's going to be better and better, but the championship is also very quick. And we have to make a big step for tomorrow, and also we have to make a big step for between here and the second race, which will be Brands Hatch in Spain.
And I guess you've had a long, very successful career, as you mentioned, winning this one. I guess what does your experience now bring to the team and probably to Lexus too, in getting this car ready for sprints?
Honestly, it's to find some shortcut. You know, it's at the end of the day, they will find it themselves. If I can help them to reduce the time to go from a tough time and difficult car to start with, and to a competitive car and an easy car to race and a possible winner car, that would be the key point. You know, it's to bring experience which allow you to reduce the time of the adaptation time. So basically, the adaptation time is the key point for myself. I've been learning a lot, of course, in GTs with Porsche and Audis. In total, it's 21 years racing for them. So, of course, this experience counts. And once it comes to GT3, I have in mind that I had the chance to learn with the best guys out there at Audi Sport. And Lexus has nothing to worry about it. We have very good engineers. We have a very good base. And if I can help them to have some shortcut and to understand better and to adapt quicker, that would be the positive aspect of putting me into the game with them.
As you mentioned, you've been around for 21 years, I guess. What keeps you motivated? What makes you want to do another season, develop another car?
I'm starting this year my 34 years of racing, and I still feel like it's in terms of motivation, in terms of pleasure is always there. What I had, I have to say, it's the chance to bring to a smaller team, which is getting bigger, what they want and what they need at the end, which is experience, consideration about the gap to close and the gap we have to close, and also to bring my own experience to these guys, and they deserve it, and I'm happy that they give me the chance to do it as well, of course. But it's a very good ambience, and there is a bunch of guys here, engineering from Formula One to GT cars, winning big races in the past, and we are all here for the same aim, which is to put the Lexus in front. And I think Emil Frey Racing is the growing team, which it also works because we keep the same guys. So I think once we have a good engineer, we keep him. Once we have a good mechanic, we keep him. And if you look at the bunch of people which are working here now, is more or less the same people as I started with 3 years ago, so I'm very happy with them.
Yes, across a career that long, you've driven, you know, massive cars from, you know, Audi LMP1s and the Press Growlers, now the GTs. What are these GT cars, GT3 cars now like to drive compared to, I guess, even some of the LMP1s across your career?
Yeah, it's the same for Christian Klien and the team. You know, we've been driving big sports cars, and of course it's different. There is more movement, but there is also a very interesting rules. Adding to that, you have the BOP, which cover some of the work you are doing. So at the end of the day, it's a very demanding championship. Cars are complex to drive. If you ask to some guys like Lotterer or Trelier, when they joined us at Audi Sport, they were like, telling us, oh guys, this is a really tough car to drive. This is a really complex championship. And at the same time, you have 13 or 14 brands which are there with completely different cars. And it's a big fight. It's a big show. Everybody is enjoying it. And we are enjoying it a lot from inside as well.
And teams too. I guess you mentioned how this team is growing. Emil Frey finds and develops and keeps the talent. I guess you've also driven for some, you know, the biggest French teams, Pescarolo or Orica. Yeah. What's it like, I guess, one, driving for the big French teams and now drive and, you know, bringing also that here?
For me, it's a good mix because there is a way of enjoying it in a different way. The Swiss spirit is really nice as well because they are working like a German, but they are more cool than a German. So I have to say I'm very happy with them. And in terms of performance, in terms of understanding of the car, we have nothing to worry about the comparison with the others. I'm sure we're going to go there and we're going to fight to win races with this Lexus and Emil Frey Racing.
Excellent. Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you very much.
That.